From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. 10 years ago, when Hurricane Wilma hit Miami, the tall buildings in Brickell had never had to contend with anything like the 100-mile-an-hour winds that the storm brought. And as WLRN's Wilson Sayre tells us, window glass became a lasting symbol of Wilma's destruction.
The morning after Wilma made landfall, Santi Gabino left his apartment near Dadeland to go to work at the Four Seasons Hotel in Brickell.
I remember I spoke to my mom that morning, and my mom loves to follow the weather. And she said, oh, you know, the storm and everything. I said, yeah, but, you know, it really didn't seem that bad. I said, I think we're okay. She said, well, you know, let me know when you get downtown.
Slowly, he makes his way north towards Brickell, thinks about picking up a cup of coffee and a donut on the way in.
So when I finally turned onto Brickell, that's what was shocking. I mean, it literally looked like a bomb had gone off. Water as far as the eye could see, glass as far as the eye could see, but I hadn't at that point yet looked up.
Above ground, the glistening buildings were pockmarked by missing glass. Buildings like the Greenbird Traurig and Espirito Santo buildings were missing dozens and dozens of windows.
Like if someone had come with a can opener and just peeled off one whole side of it. I mean, you could literally peer into people's offices, and you had paper raining down on the streets below. I mean, it was shocking because no one expected that that was supposed to happen.
Fernando Leal also didn't expect the storm to be a big deal. He was vacationing in Miami during Hurricane Wilma, staying in a friend's apartment in Brickell. He shot this video you're hearing from a window overlooking Brickell. We spoke to him from his home in Columbia.
The windows, you can see in the video, the windows moving inside and out and outside. It was scary.
The windows are bowing in and out. He says he thought they were going to explode. The next day, he went out and snapped pictures of windows that did explode. Fist-sized glass shards and tempered glass rubble all over the streets. Alan Ojeda was also out walking.
It was like if someone had a giant machine gun and start spraying with bullets over the buildings.
He was checking on one of his buildings, he's a local developer. Ojeda was just starting to think about building a new office tower in Brickell made of glass.
And I said, what can we learn from this, right? So what we learned was that the code was and is wrong.
Florida's building code only requires high-impact glass on the first 30 feet of a building in hurricane zones. The rest can be less sturdy, low-impact glass. But many of the windows that broke were from higher than 30 feet. So Ojeda said, let's take that high-impact glass and put it over the entire building, 500 feet into the sky.
But to give you an idea, and that's why I brought you this, hold it. This is 1 square foot of glass. Hold this.
It's really heavy.
Oh, my God.
So it sounds like stone.
And in some ways, acts like stone. When they were designing the building, Ojeda tested a sample of the glass by shooting wooden beams at it from a cannon.
Fire.
This is what now covers all of Ojeda's building, 1450 Brickell. He claims it's the most hurricane-proof building in the U.S. Even after the destruction from Wilma, building owners fought to rebuild using old, weaker standards, and some of them won. They replaced windows that blew out during Wilma with the same kind of glass. But even the new glass hasn't been tested, because Wilma was the last hurricane we've had.
I think everybody needs to be aware that Wilma was nothing.
John Morales is chief meteorologist for NBC6.
Wilma was nothing. Now, I'm not trying to dismiss or minimize what folks went through.
He lives in Brickell now and says he wouldn't let his family stay in their condo during a hurricane, and they live in one of the newer buildings.
But the point that I'm trying to make here is if we were ever to get another hurricane like the 1926 Great Miami Hurricane, it's going to be a test, and it'll be history in the making.
I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.